number one sports betting show coming out with the Pat McAfee Incorporated offices. I am Tone Diggs.
Hi, baby, Tone.
That's Bubba Gumpino. He's a Canadian sensation. He's a bearded Nicky Skates is in the back. He's got a big night tonight.
Oh, hell yeah.
Mitt's also got a big night tonight.
Ooh. NBA play-in.
NBA play-in. Why? 14 NHL games. Why?
Hell yeah.
Probably 14 MLB games, too, to be honest. Why?
Huh?
How you doing today?
Not bad. Coming back down to earth a little bit here after a hot start, it feels like.
Yeah. Last night started great.
I mean, I don't care what anybody says. That guy was fucking out at first base in that Giants-Padres game. There was no way that guy was safe. That one no hurt. Fucking way.
That one fucking hurt.
I mean, a good push by the Sox, though, so.
That one. Fucking Flex. Can Flex and get some goddamn run support?
Guy on third, nobody out. Hey.
Fuck!
Find a way to get him in, please.
Mets game.
Hey, this is new age baseball, Tony.
Sure.
Just fucking swing for the fences. Don't fucking cash any runners in scoring position.
Sure. Mets came home.
Yep. Even though what's his name got hurt.
Yeah.
Taiwan Walker.
Yeah. Toronto came home for me. You have anything else?
No. Fucking Sox came back. We're up 5-3 right now.
Did you take them?
Nah, that's just good to. Just don't want to go 1-4 and lose two straight to the Tigers.
Okay.
It's more of that.
No, trust me. I absolutely get that. Because if they would have started 1-4 and lost two in a row to the Tigers, people would have been asking questions. Primarily me.
So we lost. We got swept by the Orioles to start the season last year.
Oh, sure. I forgot about that. Okay. Before we get into everything. How's Champions League? What's going on in Champions League?
Chelsea's up 1-0.
Okay.
So what does that put it on aggregate?
3-2? So I was just about to ask.
Real won 3-1 last time, right?
Let me make sure. Chelsea. Yes, 3-2 aggregate to Real.
Yeah. I mean, needed. Come on, Real. Benzema goal.
Let's.
Holy shit.
Huh.
Nets players have been challenging Ben Simmons in practice.
Like, hey, let's fucking get out there and play, maybe?
His confidence is at an all-time high. He's walking around like he's Jordan.
Okay. Who reported that?
That's Brandon Robinson.
Thank you, Brandon Robinson.
Here we go, Ben.
Okay. Let's get into it. Speaking of that, playoffs are starting. So we will always lead off with the sport where the playoffs are starting. First game tonight, Cavs, Nets. The spread is 9.5. -460 for the Nets. Money line, 226.5 is the total. Before we get started in that, if you remember for wild card weekend of NFL, FanDuel did this thing where, you know, if you bet $20 in same game parlays across the entire wild card weekend, you get 10 back. If you did 50, you got 25. If 150, if you bet $200 in same game parlays over the entire wild card weekend, you got $100 back. They're doing the same thing for the NBA play-in. So between the two games tonight, two games tomorrow, and then the two games on Friday, depending on how much you bet in same game parlays over the next 4 days, you could get half of what you bet back up to $100. So, you know, if you bet $25 on each game tonight and tomorrow, it's $100 total.
Yep.
You're getting $50 back.
There you go.
Thank you, FanDuel.
Thank you.
So, with that being said, we will definitely have some same game parlays. Of course. I haven't built mine yet. No. But I will.
I do like the boost tonight in the Nets game, though.
What is that?
Nets to win and KD to score 30 plus.
Okay, his over-under is 31.5, so yeah. I kind of like that too.
Yeah.
Now, how do we feel about the 9.5? We talked about it yesterday. The trends for these two teams are, you could say, less than ideal. Would you say, Pa?
Yeah, I'd say so. I do. Obviously, the Cavs aren't going to win. I mean, if they do, good on them. But it would be nice if the Nets lost and the Celtics didn't have to play the Nets in the first round.
There
but,
you go. You know, the Heat will have to play them.
Yeah, I don't see it that way, unfortunately.
Last time they played, Nets won 118-107. That was 4 days ago.
Yep.
Time before that, Cavs won by 7. Time before that, Nets won by 5. Time before that, Nets won by 10. Nets lead the series 3-1 on the year. Cavs are struggling. They've got all their guys back except for Jared Allen, though.
That's the one.
He's out with a finger, Mitt.
That's the one.
I mean, can't play through a finger. Come on.
Hey, trust me.
That's the one.
I agree with you.
That's the one.
I agree with you, Tom.
I don't want to get into that. I think I'm gonna have to take 9.5. 9.5.
I mean,
dude, that's a lot of points.
9.5 against the worst covering team in the NBA this year. We had the fucking Lakers do what they did this year. You have to think about that. The Brooklyn Nets covered less games than the Lakers.
Yeah, but it's not like Cavs are 3-7 in their last 10. Yeah. They are not.
It's also
can I stay away?
KD and Kyrie.
Stay away from this game?
No, Tony, the pick of for you is actually just sitting right there and it's screaming in your face. It's the under of 228.5.
Kara, why?
Because, Tony.
Because you said so.
Yeah, just because, honestly, I just kind of think that it's a big under. It's playoffs, dude. Playoff unders. Defenses show up. I know that Brooklyn can't defend, and really, Cleveland's been struggling on that end, too, but like. There's no fucking way this game goes to 230. 228.5.
So Nets under trends are actually pretty good. They're 5-1 to the under in their last six. 5-1 to the under last six as a favorite. Cleveland, however, over is 4-0 in their last 4-1 day rest. Over is 8-2 in their last 10. Over is 11-4 in their last 15 overall for the Cavs. They are an over team right now. I don't like the game at all.
No, to be honest with you. It's a terrible line.
I'll probably just build a same game parlay.
Yeah, like I said, I'd only take that boost, and I'd do a parlay with. I feel good about the Clippers.
Okay.
So you get Clippers +3 with Nets money line parlay is +140.
Mate, will you please reveal your same game parlay for this game?
I will be doing a same game parlay for every play-in game.
Okay. So start just with this.
Put that one out there.
Start with this one.
And let's start this one off. We have Kevin Durant over 31.5 points. Definitely going to be a staple in most people's same game parlays, okay. I would assume. We got Kyrie Irving +6 assists.
Okay.
Darius Garland +10 assists. Kevin Durant, 3 made threes. So we're hoping KD is really, really.
If he gets to 31, he should probably make 3 threes.
+5,000?
Might be.
This is very high. And then Seth Curry, 3+ made threes. And I this like is that. Plus 1946. Let's go.
Second.
That's a huge one.
Baby Mitt.
I just want to make sure Curry is playing tonight.
Yeah, he's in.
Game time decision, but yeah, probably.
He in. He in.
Do they have any other guards if he's hurt?
Yeah, really? Fucking Bruce Brown.
Patty Mills, but like
fucking Patty Mills. Fucking Patty Mills.
Patty Mills in the playoffs ain't nothing to fuck with either, dude. He's a dog.
This game, you could build some fucking awesome same game.
He's a dog.
A fucking Luke Kennard's out tonight. God damn it.
Garrett Whitlock going for a 4-inning save.
He's your guy, huh?
That's what.
Didn't they just give him a deal?
Yeah, that's the Red Sox bullpen right now.
Okay, second game tonight, Clippers, T-Wolves. The line is 3, money line 162 to the T-Wolves, over under 230 and a half. Clippers are hot. Yeah. They've won 6 in a row, I believe, or 5 in a row and 6 of the last 7. T-Wolves aren't not a bad team, obviously. Tony Edwards. Carl Anthony Towns, you got a Pat Bev revenge game. Yeah. Pat Bev revenge game doesn't worry you.
Not that they've already played.
Minnesota is 4-6 in their last 10, 2-8 ATS.
Oh no.
Clippers are the hotter team coming in, especially with Paul George being back. I'll take the plus plus three here. I think.
I'll take plus three. It looks like it could go to 3.5. And I'll also take Clippers money line plus 140. Thank you very much.
It's weird that it's moving that way, especially with 58% of the money on the Clippers.
Paul George might go for a fucking 50 piece.
I hope so. Playoff P.
Playing P.
Yeah, dude. Playing P. He's going to be pushing P tonight. Let's go. We're team riding the fucking Clippers. Boom. Clippers plus three. The team ride. Let's
come
go.
Come on.
Okay.
You I'm so pumped.
Playing P,
you
dude.
Same game for this one?
Hell yeah,
fucking
dude.
Tony Edwards over?
Nah, dude. We got playing P 35 plus points. We got D'Angelo Russell over 7.5 assists. And then Pat Bev over 1.3 made threes for plus 1,300.
Pat Bev the shooter.
Yeah, dude, Pat Bev's about to be sniping out there.
Okay. Those are tonight.
I'm not doing it. Those fucking win margins, I cash my eyes, I fucking hate them every time. I end up rooting for a team to win by too much. I can't do it. I won't do it.
You stay away from those, okay? You fucking stay away, all right?
Yeah, you got to be dialed in for that.
Yeah, you do. Got to be dialed in for that.
What are you saying?
He said it.
What was that about?
What do you mean?
You're saying that Gumpy's not dialed in, is what you said.
No, I mean he's looking at him. Like I'm not this even looking guy, at dude. Him.
What's going on here?
All right, let's go to the diamond.
Diamond, please.
We have 3 4-10 starts. Those are in 13 minutes. 13 minutes. First one, let's go Shane Bieber versus fucking Molly.
Let's play ball, it's game day. We got Bieber first five today.
You're on Biebs first five?
Yes, sir.
So.
Hey, I will say there is not a bad bet to be made here first five. If you like Reds plus half, I think that's a good bet. You can get the Guardians now. That is the Cleveland
Correct.
Guardians are now minus 114 first half money line. Thank you very much. I will take that.
Okay, so you're on Biebs in the minus 114.
Yes.
Have you seen the line move on Stephen Kwan to win Rookie of the Year?
Mr. Kwan.
Yeah, who's got like 15 hits already this year.
Yeah, Cleveland's going to try and fucking pay him.
Yeah, he went from
they're going to give him that Pirates deal.
40-1.
They're going to pin him down.
It's good
for
fucking deal.
The 10-year 75 mil.
I stared at this one for a long time. I was going to take the Reds plus the half because it was a similar situation to Mets and Phillies yesterday where I liked both pitchers, so I was just going to take the plus a half. And then I thought, well, fucking Cleveland is swinging a very, 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 very hot bat. And Cincinnati, I know it's early. I know it's only been three games or whatever. But they are second to last in the league versus right-handed pitching.
Oh, no.
And then I thought, well, with Bieber and Molly, maybe I'll take the under. But then I thought, oh, Cleveland's fucking.
That could be. It'd have to do with Royals pitching, though.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that is a thought.
Trust me, I know.
That is a thought.
And the Braves is pretty good pitching staff.
Yeah.
So I stayed away.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll ride with Bieber.
When you say there's no bad bet, and I agree, I also think, well, maybe there's no good bet either.
No, that's you don't think like that. Come on.
No. The next one, Seattle and Chicago, Matt Brash versus Vinny Velasquez.
Who?
Velasquez
from the
yes.
Phillies?
Yes.
With the glasses?
See.
See, this Brash kid's good, huh?
Yeah, so he has no MLB starts.
Throws gas.
Vinny Velasquez does have
MLB
starts.
He's been around.
Let me find it. I was going to look up Brash. There's a lot of guys getting their first starts tonight.
Yep.
The kid from Atlanta I was going to take, but I ended up not taking. Brash in spring training. Went 9 innings, 1 earned run. Jeez. So not bad. He had a 2.55 last year in the minors. He's going straight from fucking double A to the big leagues. Benny Velasquez, obviously not a great year last year. 3.9 had a 6.30. There, you could see a way that you take the fucking Mariners plus a half here, but I'm not going
to
do it.
Yeah, I'll sit this one out. I'd like to see this
kid. Let's see how
that... Yeah, let's give me one. I mean, after watching that Mariners offense last night, I mean, Dylan fucking Bundy.
Oh,
2022 and Dylan Bundy's throwing five scoreless.
That was...
What the fuck, dude?
It might be the fucking most unbelievable thing that happens all season long.
Unless it's Bundy back in that stadium in Minnesota.
No.
He looked good.
I'll be looking to fade him again. Coming his next start.
All right.
Next game.
Oh, Tony, before we get off of that one, okay. It's only right to kick off Dinger Tuesday with who's going to be the next MVP of the MLB. We got Tim Anderson to hit a home run for Southside. Let's go. Plus 530.
Plus 530?
Yeah.
Jeez.
He hasn't hit a home run yet.
Really? Mm-hmm. I guess it's fuck. What are we, three games?
I mean, that's a lot.
He didn't play the first two.
No.
Okay.
They're fucking fragile over there.
So you're going.
He was suspended, actually. I don't know what for.
Timmy Anderson for. Okay. Opening day. 4-12 start. On 4-1 Tuesday, Chicago at Pittsburgh. We have Smiley versus Jose Quintana.
Pitching matchup for the ages.
Jesus Christ. Can't do it.
Hold the phone.
What happened? Can't do it.
We got line movement on this one.
What happened?
Covey's getting plus a half. Come on.
How's that? They're the favorite on the money line.
Plus a half, minus 150. Thank you. I'll take it.
First half run line. They are getting plus a half. They're the favorites, though. That's weird.
No complaint here, my friend.
Jose Quintana is not an incredible pitcher.
What a fall from grace.
Is this our ace? What the hell?
No.
Just put Quintana cack and roll, man.
No, this is not the ace.
Get me Brubaker.
Quintana had 6.43 last year.
With the Angels, right?
Smiley had a 4.48. His record was 11-4,
though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll take. I mean, I like the Cubbies. I think they're playing decent ball. I'll take them plus a half for sure.
I will. I'm going to stay away here. Smart. Can I give you a stat, though?
Go ahead.
Drew Smiley, lefty.
Yeah.
Guess who the number one team in the MLB versus lefties is to start the year?
Pirates.
Fucking Buccos, baby. 4.23.
I'll tell you another story that somebody tweeted at me, that the Red Sox statistically have the best bullpen in baseball. I don't give a shit about when they come in. I care about inherited runners. When you come in and guys run first and second,
sure.
And you get a fucking out.
Sure.
That's what I care about.
Absolutely. I absolutely agree with you, Paul.
Ryan Brazier is dog shit.
6:40 first pitch. Oakland at Tampa. Tampa was they were not the first to score four runs.
Fucking
yesterday.
The race to four did not take long, my friend.
No, it did not. Fucking
that was a 100-meter dash.
We did not see that one coming. Hey.
This Oakland team, no matter what, they will fight.
We did not.
No matter what, they will
see that
fight.
One coming. To be honest with you, Adam Aller is going for the A's tonight. He's never made a major league start. He was in AAA last season. Had a 2.4, actually pretty good. Spring training at a 9.95. I don't know if that matters or not. And then Tommy Romero's going for Tampa. Tommy Romero, who, guess what, also has never had a major league start. Jeez. And for some reason, they're $2 favorites.
I mean, this is what you're dealing with this Rays team.
$2.15 favorites, and a guy's never made a start before.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
No, thanks.
I will stay away from.
Like I said, I mean, we've talked about this before. I will not lay minus a half unless I love a pitcher.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Speaking of pitching. Tyler McGill and Zach Wheeler.
Here we go.
Mets and Phillies.
Here we go.
Tyler McGill, first outing this year. Went five, gave up three hits, no earned runs.
Not bad.
Yeah, against the Nats, so do that with what you will.
There you go.
Zach Wheeler, runner-up in the Cy Young last year. Yeah. Little interesting stat, has not pitched yet this year. spring training or whatever.
It's like Aaron Rodgers.
He had some shoulder inflammation, and then he had the flu, so he never got a chance. He said he's good to go, though. He said his control might not be where it's supposed to be, but
geez.
He thinks it's all right.
What the fuck?
What?
What kind of picture are you painting there?
It's a picture that I'm taking the fucking Mets plus the half.
I'll ride with the fucking fresh arms.
Zach Wheeler?
Yeah, Philly's money line, please.
Okay.
Maybe get a fucking carryover from the Mets puking all over themselves. Seriously, last night.
Yeah, I got the Mets plus a half, minus 105. I worry about that from last night, little carryover from last night.
I'll take Philly's money line.
Eric Lahr, who pitched well last season.
Who's he on now?
He's still on the fucking Brewers.
I'll turn this. Don't. I don't want to hear about the goddamn Brewers. Get this game off. Fuck off.
Where is this line?
That team. What?
Is it not? The line not even out?
I don't.
Oh, there it is.
Who's betting? Are you? You're not betting this game, are you?
They're minus 150. No, because Baltimore didn't have a starter earlier, so I didn't even look at it.
Who's in there?
Spencer Watkins. Big Spencer Watkins guy?
Spencer Watkins, if I recall, took the bump a few times last year.
He did. He was out of the pen. He had an 8 ERA last year.
When are the Orioles trotting out the Dark Knight?
He's on the roster.
Yeah.
They just fucking signed him. Yeah, Spencer Watkins wasn't incredible last year. Was a starter, and then they sent him to the pen.
I mean, Lauer was good, but at this, the way the Brewers' offense is going.
Did they lose again last night?
Oh, yeah. Or at least they lost first five. The way this Brewers offense is going, you literally need to give up zero runs for this offense to have a chance. What happened?
Trust me, dude. I do not know.
Who's the best team in the... Lauer. So the Central is the Cardinals to lose?
Yes. Well, Cubbies started well, but they played the Brewers.
Jeez.
Spencer Watkins is not good. What's the first five line on this?
I mean, I can't do it. Don't talk me into it. I can't do it with the Brewers again. I did it yesterday.
There's not a line out yet on it, so I won't do it.
Oh, we got one here.
First five?
Oh, first half result.
Yeah. But it's probably 150-ish.
I'd go first half result tie plus 550.
I'll stay away.
These fucking teams.
I lean to the Brewers, but...
Get it off. Get it off.
Here we got one. Kikuchi goes versus Nestor Cortez.
I hate that I'm doing this.
I'm taking the Yankees first five money line minus 128.
Yeah, I'll take
Kikuchi.
My boy Kikuchi plus a half.
Okay. He paid well to you early in the year last year.
Yep.
And then he started to stink.
Yep.
I like Nestor Cortez.
Yeah, I don't know if anyone's stopping these Jays bats right now.
I hear you. I do.
Holy shit, Chelsea just went up 2-0.
Oh, are we going to get a shootout?
Maybe.
Are we going to get a fucking shootout?
Unfortunately, draw no bet appears to be dead.
Nestor Cortez had a good year last year.
Very good.
Had a 3-0 against Toronto. Kikuchi was not good against the Yankees. I'm going to take the Yankees' money line here.
All right.
Their bats did not show up last night.
No.
Jesus Luzardo is going against Patrick Sandoval. I'm on a strike right now from taking the Marlins, so just stay away there.
Yeah, no thanks.
I thought about taking Sandoval, but I'm not doing it.
Nah.
Patrick Corbin versus Bryce Elder. This Bryce Elder dude is a
matchup for the ages.
A young stud that they're calling up. I thought about taking it. I was going to take Atlanta, but I don't want to lay, 168 with a first time starter.
Yeah, no thanks.
He's supposed to be great, but
I don't got a soft spot for Corbin for some reason.
I'm saying, are you taking Corbin?
No, not that soft.
Haney's going versus Archer. You guys can fuck yourself with that pitching matchup.
Haney.
Archer.
Yeah, fair enough.
Fuck them both.
Good luck.
Daniel Lynch versus Dakota Hudson. This is Casey in St. Louis.
Jesus.
I was going to fade Dakota Hudson yesterday. That game got rained out between the Buccos and St. Louis, but Daniel Lynch wasn't the guy to do it with for me.
No, I'm good on this one, too.
Okay, got anything with Chad Kuhl and Marty Perez, Colorado and Texas?
No, I watched Marty Perez firsthand with the Sox last year. I don't need to see it again.
Yeah, me too. Louis Garcia is going against Mad Bum.
Here we go.
Houston.
Yeah.
And the D-backs.
Yeah.
I'll lay the 150 with Astros first.
I am with you, my friend. I like that just because the Astros lost Correa that we are getting them at a decent number like once again. Thank you.
I think you'll be on the opposite side of me here. Darvish and Cobb, decent little pitching matchup.
Game of the night, maybe.
Darvish dazzled in his first start, going six.
The dazzling Darvish? The whirling Dervish?
Hitless innings.
Yeah.
I'm going to ride him again. Padres first five money line.
I would have taken whoever was getting plus a half here. And I will take the Giants plus a half at home. I like Cobb.
Also, the Giants pissed me off last night. So.
Don't hold on to it.
They were
posed by the fucking umps, dude.
I know. I have the Mets plus a half. These are all first five. Yankees first five money line. Astros first five money line. Padres first five money line.
I have Guardians first five money line. Cubs first five plus a half. Phillies first five money line. Jays first five plus a half. Astros first five money line. Giants first five plus a half.
Okay. And actually, the Padres, get Padres out there minus 112 and Houston minus 145. All right. That's baseball. Good luck to you. Nick, are you ready to go to the ice?
I think so.
Come on, dude.
14 games. NHL did this to you.
But I told you guys yesterday, positive vibes. Carry that through it, and I got curb stomped again last night. So here we are.
But that was just a one-game.
Just sticking my neck out there for the geese.
Tonight, you can pick and choose.
Yeah, true.
Go ahead. Start us off. Do you want to start?
We'll start with... what should be the game of the night, honestly. Carolina in New York.
Ooh, Carolina rags.
Goes to MSG. This is a battle for potentially New York could
Rangers tie are hot again, huh?
The Hurricanes for first place in the Metro here. I'll throw a couple trends at you here. Carolina 4-1 in their last five when playing the Rangers.
Okay.
In their last five overall, they've only won two, and these teams have split their first two meetings this season. The Rangers... 18-2 straight up in their last 20 when playing at home against Carolina.
Okay.
The Rangers are 7-1-1 in their last nine. I will take the hot hand. I will take the Rangers as dogs on home ice.
Okay. Is fucking Igor playing?
Yeah, we would think it would be Igor.
Pile text your guy. See if Igor's playing.
Pile text the guy.
I'm going to join you.
You on the rags?
They fucking kill me every time.
Every time.
Shesterkin?
Yeah.
Igor's in.
Okay, Igor's in.
We're thinking it's going to be Freddie Anderson versus Igor. So.
Let's see. Yes, Frederick.
Frederick Anderson?
Fucking Lewandowski just scored. Game on.
Okay. Okay, so we're going to go with rags there.
There you go.
Then we go to the nation's capital. Philadelphia Flyers coming to town to take on the Caps. Caps have been pretty hot lately. The Flyers haven't won two games in a row in over a month.
Jeez.
Although they've beaten Washington twice out of three times so far this season. I will, however, stick with the Caps. I will take them on the 60-minute money line there, minus 160. They are heavy home favorites, minus 275 straight up.
Okay.
Anaheim, Florida.
Ooh. Florida's $4 favorites. Ooh. At least $4.
Yeah, it was $4.90 this morning. Jesus. It's gone down to $4.60. Florida 5-0 straight up in their last five. Also 5-0 straight up in the last five at home. But yeah, I got nothing here. This is a 2.5 spread game. I will be.
You gonna take the Ducks 2.5?
I ain't taking.
No, take the Ducks 2.5.
Big Bob is in net.
Take the Ducks.
I fucking hate the Ducks.
Take the Panthers.
I have hated the Ducks for the last month. Panthers
puck line, Gumpy.
Panthers puck line.
2.5.
No.
Even money.
What's 60-minute line?
Fucking minus $3.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah. Okay.
Buffalo, another similar setup here. The Sabres.
Ooh, I thought about Toronto. This one.
another 2.5 spread game. Sheesh. Here. Toronto minus 450 on home ice.
Sheesh.
Toronto 5-0 in their last five at home, and 7-1 straight up in their last eight games overall.
Tell you what, Toronto and fucking Florida, hot teams.
This is all setting up beautifully for Maple Leafs.
You want them to collapse.
Playoff collapse once again.
You're an asshole.
I will be staying
hopes
away from this
are rising.
One as well.
Yeah, no thanks.
Yeah, I'd say no one expects you to fucking touch that game.
This is another one that's tough here. St. Louis.
Oh, yeah.
Matchup of the 2019. Rematch of the 2019 Stanley Cup Final.
Ooh, Louis, these teams are hot.
5-0 in their last five. Boston, 6-1 straight up in their last seven at home.
Yep.
They have, however, lost two of their last three.
It's fucking pasta in or out.
Bruins! Pasta
is out. This pasta's is the first out. Of a four-game homestand for the Bruins.
Pasta's out.
-132? Come on.
Who needs the game more?
Give me the bees.
Who needs it more?
That's not that question. That. Not
who's
that,
in net?
Listen, a
who's
little.
In fucking net?
Billy Huso in for the Blues. We think in Swayman for the Bees.
A little game.
Swayman?
Omar started the past couple. I don't.
A little gambling insight here. Just because a team needs to win doesn't mean they will.
The Bees are 1 point behind Tampa stuff. For third place in the Atlantic, so they're stuff. Currently in a wild card yep. spot. The Blues are pretty comfortably in third place in the Central.
Yeah, they're tied with the Wild.
So I'd say the Bees probably need they're it more in their home, but no pasta part. Hurts. They're 0-16 on the power play in their last couple games. They didn't score a power play goal
I'm
in
taking
ages.
The dog, dude.
I'm staying away.
Taking the Blues?
I'm going to take the plus a half. Take a plus a half first period.
What the fuck?
No.
A what? The fuck are you doing? Give me the Bees money line.
Give
minus
me the Blues fucking.
Take a money line. You won't. Plus 110.
Yeah, it just did.
Did. Bruins! Blues! Where your money?
Lindholm.
Until the Hamakon is around your neck, dude.
Lindholm is out as well for the Bruins. Not trying to sway. Just
nah, I don't need to be swaying, man.
He's the goalkeeper. Sands and Wings, are you going anything here?
I'm staying away, but yeah, just a fun no fact thanks. Here, Ottawa is 5-1 in their last six against Detroit.
Nation's capital.
Ottawa as a road dog, +106. Oh, no, it's changed now.
-104.
It's -104 now with the Wings, -115 home. Stay
you won't
away.
Take the Sens.
Okay, staying away. We got a boost!
We do have a boost, and that is what I will be taking for the Pens and Islanders. Sidney Crosby to score 2+ points, and the Pens to win is boosted through the fucking roof, courtesy of the Pat McAfee Show. Happy 412 day super boost. It's 412. It's 412 day in the city of Pittsburgh. +350 now. All
plus
over.
+350.
Buster Fritz is pretty fucking Ooh. Good, dude. It's probably pretty fucking Ooh. Good.
Casey DeSmith starts in it for the Pens. The Islanders play pretty good hockey lately, though.
Oh,
it's a tough game. DeSmith no Geno Malkin. Good. He's suspended for 4 games because he fed a guy his teeth. It's going to be tight.
Sharks are going to Nashville? Oh.
The Sharks are going to Nashville. San Jose in the middle of a 6-game losing streak.
Jeez. They hate each other, huh?
It can get chippy. It can get a little chippy.
Was he in Carlson's ear like that for?
No, why was he in Carlson's
Couture?
Ear?
Couture? I don't know. He's
what's his deal?
Having a word with
good question.
Carlson. Isn't that the captain?
That's a good question.
Couture is.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought Carlson
Randy.
Was.
No. Randy is.
He was yeah. the captain for the Sens back in the day.
Oh, Randy Couture is.
Nashville, 9-1 straight up in their last 10, when playing at home against the Sharks. Overall, they're 8-6-1 in their last 15. But they haven't won two in a row, and they've been allowing a lot, at least 4 goals in each regulation loss. I will still take Nashville. I will take them at home, -130 on the 60-minute money line.
What about
line.
That other 8-10 game? You doing anything there? Or?
The Oilers and the Wild.
It's a tough one. Big game.
Yeah.
Edmonton, 6-1 in their last seven. I don't want any they just had their nine-game home game winning streak snap.
I don't want any part of it.
I will be taking the Wild.
Ooh.
Minnesota money line, -144. Cam Talbot's in net for the Wild. Minnesota 5-0 in their last 5 against the Oilers. 8-1 straight up in their last 9 at home. The Wild are hot right now.
Are Kings falling apart?
Kings Doughty's are at. Falling apart.
We need the Kings like to fall apart.
Drew Doughty is now out for the season.
Come on, Blackhawks.
Can't have it.
He's got surgery going on. Stayed away from this one, but Kings are -150 on the road going into Chicago, +125. Chicago can score.
Need the Blackhawks here. Need the Blackhawks.
You taking them?
No, not
you
at
You just
all.
Need them.
Need them. Need them.
Calgary's $4 favorites pretty much against the Kraken.
Yeah, no thanks. Calgary 4-1 straight up in the last 5, 17-7 straight up in their last 24 at home. Calgary very good here, but obviously the line reflects that.
Where's your Kraken Tuke, dude?
Where is the Tuke?
Where's fucking Billy Tubes' tarp?
I gave it to Tubes. I gave the Kraken
Where's
Tuke
Billy Tubes' Kraken
Dumpy tarp? May be asking about the Kraken Tuke to deflect from this next game here. The Tampa Bay Lightning come
it's
in.
Fucking ESPN
-160
time,
on the road. Come into Dallas to take on the Stars. Tampa Bay, 6-1 straight up in their last 7 when playing on the road against Dallas.
Did you see these ones, though?
But They've been losing a lot. Yeah. They beat the Sabres on Sunday Chelsea. To stop losing 500. They would have lost 500.
Lightning are 1-4 in their last five and 1-9 against teams with a winning record.
Yeah, they have not played great lately.
Chelsea has taken the aggregate.
Yeah, 3-0.
Does fucking Captain America have any goals?
No.
Why'd you say it like that?
What's that?
Why'd you say it so dismissively like it's not a chance?
I just answered your question.
No. That's you said fucking no.
Yeah, you did say it.
You said no chance.
Well, he doesn't. He fucking doesn't, dude. He hasn't fucking scored, dude.
Remember when fucking Salah piked the fucking...
That was for Egypt, not Liverpool, dude.
All right,
you fuck.
Are you on the Stars?
What?
Are you on the Stars?
Bear shit in the woods. Give me Dallas plus 134.
I will take Texas hockey as
okay.
well.
Yeah.
8-4 strip and about 12. They've got 10 games left on their schedule. 7 of them are at home, so we may be going Texas hockey heavy here. Not like we don't always, but until the end of the season. Devils and Coyotes, no thanks.
No.
What?
And
you're not taking the Coyotes?
Vegas, 6-1, straight up in their last 7 on the road with a potential game-time decision.
Is Stoner in?
Mark Stone. Stoner's a game-time decision.
It's going to take him 8 hours to
give
get
me
the cement out of his fucking
Knights.
Skates.
Coovers at home plus 120 on the money line.
I love it! I love it! Give me the Coovers, baby!
Both these teams need this. I will ride with the Coovers.
Oh,
yeah.
No!
Yeah.
Ow!
Fucking Ties Knights don't have a chance.
Fucking lone wolf in it.
Don't have a chance. Shitty ass.
Stoner steps one blade onto that ice.
Stoner skates weigh 75 pounds from the cement that's in there.
He hasn't played since... beginning of February. It's
you're saying he can
time.
Fucking asphalt a parking lot?
That's a long time. That's all I got for you.
They decided to fucking concrete that ice rink. He's got enough in his boots.
Is the coin dead?
Yeah, I was confused. 14 games, no coin.
Back-to-back losses have put
back on vacation.
14 games, this guy can't get a fucking picking. Jesus Christ. The disrespect to the show that this fucking thing shows.
All right, as usual, I have Texas hockey money line, Cooper's money line.
I'm on the Rags, the Blues, and the Knights.
I love how out of 14 game slate, that's what you come out of it with.
Me?
He's just as bad. He's just as bad as the coin.
I stick with what I've known in hockey.
The last weekend, I was torpedoed.
Is Stoner going to be back
there's
tonight
your
or what?
Fucking helmet, dude.
Yeah.
Boys, you fucking bet against the Golden Knights at your own fucking peril tonight. You hear me? Stoner's a fucking game time decision. If Stoner plays, I don't care what the puck line is. I'm taking Vegas. And I know they've looked like absolute fucking dickhole for most of the season. Besides the last 10 games or so here. If Stoner is a go, it's go time. It's Vegas time. Okay?
Agreed.
That's all. I mean, like I said, you bet against them at your own peril tonight, my friend.
Agreed, 1,000%.
I love it.
That's why I'm on the Knights.
I love it.
Thank you, Stoner.
Fucking cement on this shit.
Oh, man. Good luck on the ice.
Thanks. Gonna need it. Good luck to you as well.
Good luck. Mitt, you didn't want to get any hockey picks in?
No, I've stayed away Ooh. From hockey.
Did they disallow that goal?
They did. A little bit of a handy.
Cheating. Benzema just hit the woodwork.
He rattled the bar.
Holy fuck. What a game.
We need to fucking get this on Peacock.
Paramount. Fucking Paramount. Guardians did not score in the first
tomorrow.
Game. Oh, tomorrow. Ah, no. I'm not touching... I lean Atletico double chance, but I don't know. Feels like that with a half a crowd there. I don't love it.
Okay.
The place is usually pretty electric.
Oh, I hear you.
Yeah. Liverpool plays City again on Saturday in the fucking cup.
I just want to let you know that fucking Bucko's ace, Jose Quintana.
Yeah.
Got through the first inning.
Without a hit?
Yeah, without
Jesus.
It.
Jesus.
I knew he was the ace. I fucking knew it.
You didn't know he was the
ace. That guy hasn't been an ace.
Tim Anderson just flied out to right. I don't know how deep it was, man.
Fuck,
but
dude.
He got fucking wood on it. All right.
Dinger Tuesday. Dude.
Don't forget about the same game parlay for the NBA play-in right now. FanDuel, you know, bet 20, get 10 back, get 50, bet 50, get 25 back, get 100, bet 100, get 50 back, bet 200, get 100 back. That runs through Friday.
I got to pick. We got to pick at least one fucking dinger for Dinger Tuesday.
Dinger Tuesday.
Right.
I mean, how the fuck?
Come on, what are we doing?
What am I supposed to do on the fucking dingers? Spot?
Do you like money? Come on.
The fuck,
dude? Sox have already played. Blue Jays Yanks feels like the one to pick.
Does,
one.
Does, doesn't it? Give me a...
Oh, no. Here we go. I got mine.
Got it. Give me a... Give me Josh Donaldson.
Ooh, JD.
Plus 270.
Guess who I got?
Mm-hmm.
Nolan Arenado. Ooh. Plus 385.
Ooh. Boom! 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 Is this Josh Donaldson revenge game or not?
I mean, after all these years, you'd hope so.
Exactly. Let's go. All right, we'll be back tomorrow. 14 NHL games again tomorrow or no? Uh-huh. Probably not.
Probably one.
Let me do the look ahead.
Probably real quick. One.
Probably is one. Fuck.
Montreal, Columbus, Rangers, Philly. Four.
Okay.
Is there any daytime ball games tomorrow?
Two play-ins? I don't think so. Not till Thursday. Remember, Thursday should be the.
There's usually one or two daytime.
Well, yeah. So. There'll be one or two. But let's see. Let's not fucking get carried away.
Oh, Red Sox, Tigers are daytime again.
Cubs, Buccos. Oh, there's Braves. There's a bunch of daytime.
Holy shit! Baseball season.
We'll tweet them out.
Hell yeah.
Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Dad.